Blog Talk Radio.
The LaRusha Kane Show.
Hello, beautifuls, and thank you for tuning into the LaRusha Kane Show, your self-love place on Living Out Loud Network. I am excited to be with you. Yes, I am. As always, I have my tea. I hope that you have your tea, your coffee, or your favorite beverage as we sit back and chat. Well, beautifuls, today we have in the call house chair, Lanita Cornett, and I told you I had a chance to speak with her. She is excited, she is ready, and willing to share with us on today. She is in the virtual green room, drinking her virtual green tea, looking over her virtual notes, and have her virtual headphones, and she is ready to come in and share with us on today. So, beautifuls, as always, I ask you to share this show with your Facebook family and friends, your Instagram buddy, your Twitter, your tweets, and let them know it's going down today on the LaRusha Kane Show. Today, beautifuls, I have a question for you. Do you have a self-love and self-care routine? As people, we often tend to neglect our own needs. It's important for us to recognize and realize that, yes, it's okay to take a break. And yes, it is okay to give yourself permission, to take a break every now and then. But I want you to understand and realize that self-love and self-care is more than just taking a break. It is being good to your overall health and wellness. And that's what we're all about on the LaRusha Kane Show. I tell you, I am uber excited to have our guest speaker today. Please forgive me. Today we will be talking about She Power, how to overcome personal struggles. Well, before I go into bringing her in live, I want to talk about Lanita Cornett. She's known as the Transformation Express. Is the conscious leader, founder, and visionary of Purple Camouflage Mentor, LLC, and cultivator of She Is Perfectly Made. She is a mentor, speaker, author, life transformation strategist, and coach who is passionate about connecting, networking, and helping corporate and post-military women reveal and release the mental blocks of self-sabotage, imperfection. Please forgive me, I am tongue-tied. Procrastination and paralysis. Her ultimate goal is to cultivate emotional freedom for over 1 million women so they live a more fulfilled life of happiness through abundance and true expression of love, joy, prosperity, and attaining their personal goals. She is a proud service person of the U.S. Army. Yes, I'm so excited. With 23 years experience or service experience in a senior leader role. Now, I want her to come on and talk to us more about what she's doing. I'm excited because my family is Army, my whole family pretty much. So I get so excited when I read stuff like this. She has won awards. Her award, she's a National Association of Professional Women as its VIP Woman of the Year circle in 2014 and 2015. An author of The Camouflage Sister, Revealing the Struggles of the Black Woman Military Experience in 2015. The Camouflage of Perfection in 2017. She Power, Be Your Own Heroine in 2018. But I cannot, not leave this out. She has been married to the love of her life, her husband, Floyd Lynn Cornett Jr., of 17 years. And I just cannot wait to bring her in. I tell you, listening audience, you are going to love her. I hope that you have pen, paper, and you are ready to take as I am. So if you hear pages flip every now and then on my end, I am writing and taking notes, because she is going to impart and share some great things with us today. So I am not going to prolong our time together. Hello, Lynette.
Hello, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am good. I'm excited to be here. I'm so excited.
You know, I am excited too. Please forgive me. I was hacking up your bio, but I was just like, you know, I'm so
That's fine. It's okay.
I'm telling you, I was sitting here and I'm going through all of, like I told you earlier when we spoke, I've been up and I was going over your information, and I was so excited reading your website and all of your information. I've read it before, but just to go over it today. And I was like, yeah, this sister really has the guts. This sister right here is really someone that the world needs to know and have, not just on their social media platforms, but to bring her in as a workshop facilitator, a seminar speaker, a keynote speaker, whatever, because you are phenomenal at what you do.
Thank you so much. Look, speaking those things to existence. Yes, yes.
Yes, I am excited. I'm telling you, I can't wait to get the message. Yes, I have all these things you said that have come to pass. So I am excited. That means listening audience, hey, we think you have to connect with her, because you would want to bring her in to your women's events, your conferences, your workshops, whatever it is. Usually I don't do this until the end, but I'm so excited because, like I said, I read and I'm just like, oh my God, this is everything and some. Oh Lord, I'm excited. Okay, are you ready for our journey today?
I am ready. Yes,
okay.
I am.
Well, I usually do this thing called top five. You know, my friends and I, we went to the movies. Oh my God, I can't even tell you what year it was. And Chris Rock, you know, I believe he wrote and directed the movie Top Five. And he was in a room with different comedians. And he asked them the question. He said, what is your favorite, or who are your favorite top five rappers? Now, I'm not going to ask you anything about rapping, because I think we may have a beef going on. You might say Jay-Z, I might say Eminem, and then we'll be, you know, be beefing the rest of the day. We don't have time for that.
Yeah.
So, so I said, I will come up with my own top five questions. So would you like to play along with me?
Sure. I hope I can answer them.
I promise you I won't beatbox or spit any lyrics or anything like that.
Okay.
I won't do it. All right. Question number one. What is the most important quality in leadership for you or to you? What is the most important quality?
Mm-hmm. The most important quality in leadership for me is integrity.
And why would you say that?
Well, being in the military for 23 years, it really doesn't even matter your industry, because a leader is someone that actually inspires and motivates others to do what they want to get done. So if you're going to be that inspiration or that motivation, there has to be integrity with that. You can't be someone that's leading and then you're not being true to who you are, or you're not being true to what you're putting out there or communicating. Because then when you do that, you cause confusion. And then there's a hostile environment, or there is everyone is not clear on the guidance and what needs to be done. So then you have everybody going in different directions and not going towards the direction that you want them to go. And then also with that, it goes, there's hidden agendas. So I say integrity, because as leaders, and no matter the industry, it's so important, because you end up with people that just don't know, you know, when, you know, depending on what it is that you're teaching or what you're guiding them to do, you know, if you're not being honest with them, then you'll have them going in other directions and not really going towards where the organization needs to go, or where the section, whatever, you know, wherever that is that the organization needs to go, you're not actually leading them correctly. And so you're misguiding them. And that's why I say integrity is important.
Okay, that is great information and great explanation. And when I was thinking of that question, that's the first thing that came to my mind. I said, she's going to say integrity. Because that's what came to my mind. I said, she's going to say integrity, because you are, you're a person of integrity. And being in leadership, I don't believe you want to work with people that are duplicit and different things of that nature. And it can cause problems.
Right.
Amongst whether it's church or whatever industry or whatever it is that you're in. So I thank you for sharing that with us. Now, let's see about question number two. Now, how do you define success? How do you define success?
So success is different for everyone. To me, I feel as though if you've actually set your foot, the right foot forward in the things that you desire, and they come to pass, and you may have delays in it, and it feels right for you, then it's successful. That success may be promotion. That success may be starting a family. That success could be a new endeavor that you want to do. But again, it has to feel right for you and what you want to do. To me, I feel like that's success. If so many people define success in so many different ways, to where you have people constantly on this hamster wheel chasing things that was not meant for them, and things that weren't meant for them, they end up doing and not doing what their soul's purpose is to do. So that's why I say that. It really is, and that could be with goal setting. You know, for me, I feel like anything that you want to do in this life, you have to be goal-oriented. You know, you have to be intentional with what it is that you want. And without that, you're going to be unclear. There's no clarity. And then you're going to be on that hamster wheel. So there definitely has to be intention as far as those things that you desire and want to achieve, and actually making it happen.
Love it. Love, love, love your answer. And I love how you explained.
Well, thank you.
Explained it. Because, you know, the way the world defines success is money, cars, things of that nature. You know, on TV, all these things. And I like how you said it's about what's personal to you. Because a lot of times we are on the hamster wheel if we're not careful, trying to, chasing something that we can never get to because it's not for us. And also trying to just be what we see the world becoming, or, you know, I'm going to use this as an example. When Chris Brown came out, and I'm not sure if you know who he is, when Chris Brown came out, and as he evolved as this mega star, I started seeing a lot of people start emulating him, like they did Michael and Prince and on and on.
Right.
And not knowing our purpose, and then we start trying to chase and do and be like them because we want whatever it is that we think they have. And in our minds, if we don't achieve that, then we're not successful. And that's so bad. That's sad. That's the mentality of people. in this time. All righty. Well, you know, you've done great. So I only have a few more. All right.
That's a
number
good conversation
three.
In itself right there.
It is. I'm telling you, we can pause right there and just have a whole conversation. But that's okay, because I'll bring you back and we can do that. Let's talk about some more things. If you could have a do-over in life, what would you do over?
Wow. A do-over. So, that's a hard question. It's a hard question because it's like I'm actually on the spiritual journey right now, and I have a spiritual mentor, and she actually has me going through a lot of self-discovery and a lot of self-awareness, things that I did not pay attention to back in like years ago. And so I would say for me, it would be if I would have really had the self-awareness of perfection and how I focus so much on the military, because I've been married, you know, you mentioned 17 years. I've been married 17 years, but I have no children. It's just my husband and I. If I didn't focus so heavily on the military, I would have, you know, with my husband, actually had children. Not to say we're going to have a lot of children, and it's not too late, but I'm just saying, you know, I wish I would have really thought about that. So then I would have, we would have had maybe one or two children at an earlier age in our life versus, you know, deciding or thinking about it now, because I'm 41 years old now. That would be something for me as far as if I had to do a do-over.
But, you know, all of that you said was good, and I thank you for sharing that, because a lot of times when I ask these questions, people tend to get a little nervous. They get nervous because they don't know what I'm going to ask. And you know, they don't know how they're going to answer the question. And so I thank you for being so transparent with us about your life and your do-over. So I just want to say thank you for that. Okay, number four. Oh, no, I'm sorry, number five. Please forgive me. Oh, this is an easy one, but it might be complicated. So I'm just going to let you figure this out. Number five. This one has me confused sometimes. I'm just saying. I'd be like, I don't know. I have to stand there for a minute. Cake, ice cream, or pie? Which one would you
pick? Cake, ice cream. Wow. Cake, ice cream,
or
pie.
Pie.
I'm going to say ice cream because I actually love ice cream, but I have to stop eating ice cream because it makes me gain weight. So.
Yes.
And when I, you know, I'm just going to say this, I have self-awareness of myself. I'm an emotional eater at times, and ice cream is what I go to first.
Oh, God.
I love ice cream.
I tell you. Oh, God. When you said that about emotional eaters, I said, my name is LaRusha, and I'm trying to get delivered from that.
You and me both, LaRusha. Me too. I'm like, Lord, please help me, Lord. I think I'm doing okay.
Yes. I don't like inflammation or to gain weight. And I get both. And I'm like, ugh. This is not how my life is supposed to be. What am I dealing with? What's in my subconscious mind? What am I feeling, thinking, or what triggered something that I need to be dealing with? And I even use food to celebrate with, so I need to stop. I just need to stop.
You're not alone. You're not alone.
Thank you, my sister. I appreciate the love today. I appreciate the love. You know, I'm looking over your bio and your work history, and you know how long you've been married, and your books, and even the award that you won. You've done great things. And for the people that's sitting there saying, okay, today is She Power, how to overcome personal struggles. I mean, like, she look like, sound like she doesn't have any personal struggles. And I'm pretty sure you go through that where people think that your life is just simply perfect.
And yeah, I know. Tell me about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and I was looking at your Facebook and what you wrote. You said, I empower ambitious women to cultivate emotional freedom with letting go of perfection. Now, when people say things like that, either that's what they've gone through or they know perfectionist people. So for those that are saying in their mind, her life seems perfect, there's nothing going on that's wrong. Okay, she don't have any kids, but that's just, and for the people that have kids probably saying, that's a good thing, girl, that's a good thing. So what are some of the things that you have struggled with and had to overcome?
Oh, wow, a whole lot. Well, so I've been in the military 23 years, and I've enjoyed my whole entire time, I tell you, in the military. It's done great things for me and my family. But the struggles that I've been through is more of, you know, I mentioned about the emotional eating. But a lot of it goes back to perfectionism. And at the time, I'm telling you, I didn't realize that I was a perfectionist until one of my business coaches, when I was doing training, and I was telling her stuff, and, you know, and she was like, that's a perfectionist, all of the stuff you're talking about. And I'm just like, what? Because I thought, to me, it was the norm. This is what I need to do. You know,
yes.
And it was just like, yeah, okay, I got to do this, I got to do that. Okay, that's not good enough. So the thing about it is it's, you know, perfectionism is so complex, and it can be severe, and some people are, you know, some people are severe, some people aren't. When I say severe, it's where it impacts you to where it begins to affect you, your overall wellness, to where now you have chronic issues. You know, and some people don't think about that, but, you know, it happens. So for me, I just felt like, you know, it was, nothing was good enough. You know, I constantly was competing against everything, compete with myself in the military. If I got promoted, it wasn't enough. I had to go to the next promotion. You know, my husband, you know, when we were younger, you know, he wanted to have a family and stuff, and I'd be like, oh, I'll wait until the next course. My next course is over with, so I won't gain the weight and stuff because I have to maintain my weight. I mean, it was just crazy type stuff, you know. And then, you know, I was a people pleaser, you know, doing everything for my family, trying to be this hero or whatever you want to call it, doing things for them to where it still impacted my overwhelmness, where I'm actually doing things for them but not for myself, and I'm actually putting myself as the last priority, you know. And so I did that for a long time and did not realize it. That's not healthy, but that was the norm of what I was doing, you know. And so it affected me because I had this high standard that I couldn't even attain. You know, I'm over here doing stuff and it's not good enough. I'm over here staying up to like midnight. I became a workaholic. You know, my whole entire career. You know, my husband had to tell me, you've been doing this your whole entire career. And I'm just like, didn't even realize it, but that's what I was doing. You know, so it impacted my relationships, and it was like things weren't good enough. I had to get the next promotion. I wanted to hear my parents tell me that they were proud of me for, you know, being the first to get my college degree. You know, I love my parents dearly, but I didn't hear that. So I was like, okay, I got to do this. Let me go do this, and maybe they'll say something, you know. And it's still nothing, you know what I'm saying? But, I was constantly doing that. It was just something, it wasn't enough. Like, what is the next thing do I need to do? And so when you constantly are living like that, being a workaholic, not taking time for yourself, and the self-care is out, you know, now, but years ago it wasn't, yeah. You know, and yeah. So you're constantly doing that, and then being in the military, you know, I'm acting like I need to prove myself to everybody. I got to prove myself. I got to do this. I got to do that. Let me do this and prove them wrong. You know, so all of these things are just going through my mind, and these are the same. I mean, I've done this like almost my whole entire career in the military, because the military is my second job. The first job I had was I worked at a restaurant for like maybe 3 months before I joined the military. So the military has been pretty much my career that I've done, you know, almost my whole entire adult life, put it that way. Mm-hmm. And so this is all I know outside of the job that I had before. And so it was just, you know, having this high standard of myself that really was not true at all. And having the compassion and actually just like you mentioned earlier with self-care, is just having that compassion for yourself, you know, loving who you are. And so a lot of times, you know, I did a lot of stuff for other people, and I would allow people to mistreat me. Because I'm like, okay, well, I don't want them to be mad. I don't want them to be upset. So I would do everything for everybody else but myself. And so it affected me. I didn't see it a lot when I was a junior soldier, you know, because I was still getting the awards. I was still getting promoted, but it affected me a whole lot when I became that senior leader. And being that senior leader, you know, when we talked about leadership, you know, you talked about when you asked me the question about leadership, I mentioned this because of the simple fact that when you're a leader, you have to be able to delegate. You have to be able to trust. You have to be able to know that whatever it is that you put out, the mission or any directive, and I say these in these words because I'm in the military, so forgive me. But
that's okay.
Anything that you give your team and you express and you share and you put out, that it's going to get done and it's not micromanagement. You know, there's no, you know, don't get me wrong, you still have some workers that don't do what they're supposed to, but they get fired. But having, you know, that skill to actually trust and delegate is part of that, you know. And so it really affected me when it comes to, like I said, about being treated. You know, there were times where I would just not allow, I didn't stand up for myself for a lot of things because I'm like, okay, I'm gonna keep the peace because I don't want this to happen or whatever, you know. And I still was hurting, you know. And so it's a lot when it comes to the perfectionism, and I just share that because a lot of it, I was more aware of it, of what I was doing after everything was done. But I just, you know, looking back and saying, okay, wow, this is definitely not somewhere where I want to stay. I want to improve and be better and have a better relationship with everyone around me, to include myself.
Yeah, I'm listening to you, and I'm listening to everything you're saying. And again, I definitely identify what you're saying because, you know, that was hard. I didn't know I was a perfectionist. I didn't know I had people pleasing, you know, I wanted to please people. I didn't want people to be mad at me. So the fear of being rejected, and you said something, your greatest competition was yourself. That I wasn't competing with the world. I was competing with myself. How, you know, and you know, sacrificing and saying, well, I don't want to have a child right now because X, Y, and Z. How did you get to the place of, you know, enough is enough, but so let me rephrase that. How are you able to change that, or are you still in the recovery process?
Right now, I'm still getting better, you know, at awareness, and the more that I actually do the inner work, the more things I can let go of, because there's still some things that I still need to let go of, and that's where it comes with doing the inner work. But I would say for me, like, once I actually was and also I didn't mention, but comparison, I did a lot of that when I was first sergeant in my senior leadership role that I did. So it was a lot of comparison, paralysis that I was going through. Oh, I'm not good enough because this person did this. I mean, all the language that I shouldn't be, self-sabotage. That's pretty much what I was doing to myself, and which was affecting my overall wellness to where I was more anxious than normal. But, you know, anxiety is something that I've dealt with for a long time since I've been in the military, but it's not severe. I've never had severe anxiety, but it's just something that I am able to control more now because I have more of the awareness and I have the tools and skills to actually know what I need to do to calm myself down. So it's not, I don't have panic attacks or anything like that, but it's more of just being nervous and fidgety and things of that nature. But once I actually finished my tour, my last duty assignment before coming here to Fort McCoy, Wisconsin, I actually, like I said, I didn't realize all of these traits until my business coach mentioned it to me. And then even when she mentioned it to me, that's when I actually started having to dissect and do the inner work for myself to be like, okay, what is it that I'm doing? Because that's when I actually started noticing that, okay, this is not something that I want to keep up doing. So when I actually got to, when I left Fort Hood and came here to Fort McCoy, Wisconsin, that's when I started doing more inner work and saying, okay, these are some things that I have got to change. I can no longer keep doing this. And again, this is a daily process. You know, it's not something that you say, oh, I'm cured, you know, and that's why I say I'm, you know, a reformed perfectionist, because you can easily go right back to that state where you were in before, just like an alcoholic or anybody, you know, that have things that consumes them. And so with that, it's more of me actually having to really be true to myself and honor myself and actually identify those things. What are those things that those habits that are unhealthy that you're doing, that's affecting your behavior, what are you saying to yourself that's constantly consuming you? You know, that's where I have to pay attention to. And so that's how I got better at changing my mindset when it came to the perfectionism. So, and I want to say this to everyone, because some people look at perfectionism as everything, you know, there's a good side to perfectionism and then there's a negative side of it, right?
Yeah.
The good side of perfectionism, but there's nothing wrong with striving for excellence, right? There's nothing wrong with striving for excellence. What makes it a problem is when you strive for the perfection, because perfection, I'm just going to say this, perfection is where, you know, you control everything and you're acting as if you're God. Last time I checked, there's only one. you know what I mean? I'm just going to be real for that. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's what I have to constantly remind myself. You know, I was trying to control everything in my life. Everything. Nope, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do. This is going to happen. This is what I want. That's what I was doing.
Yeah. Was it more rooted, or did it come from fear or fear of losing control? Do you know where yours, came from or come from?
Now, mine came from childhood. It's just the environment and how I was raised and what I was exposed to. a lot of that came from that. And then a lot of the things in my mind was, I'm not good enough. You know, it, those are the things that came to me. And so I, as a, you know, as I gotten older and got, in, you know, grew up to a woman and joined the military, I just grew into the culture and said, hey, you know, this can work for me. You know, I'm going to college and I'm going to get promoted, and I'm eager to be a leader and lead soldiers and mentor and inspire those to bring out the best of themselves. And that's what my drive was as a leader, you know, in the military. And that's what I did. But a lot of it was the perfectionism was more of rooted from childhood. But then the control piece was more of, I would say it was more of the fear of failure. Not so much rejection, not really so much for the rejection was more of the procrastination, right? So for me, but the control was more of the failure, fear of the failure, and how are people going to look at me? And so that goes back to trying to control everything in my life, which at the end of the day, when you peel back the layers, you got to let go, because the only person that has the control is your higher source. And I believe in God. That's my higher source. That's my higher being.
Yes. Whew, my God. This is some awesome and great information. You are really helping us, and I'm taking notes. I told you I was going to take notes, you know, because like I said, you know, looking from the outer exterior, and I know people, you know, judge a thing by its cover, and we should not, and unless as we think people are just perfect. They just have a perfect life and the perfect husband and the perfect career, and everything's so wonderful. And it was actually interesting. I put your picture up on Instagram, and, you know, letting people know on Instagram that you were coming, on the LaRosha King Show. And one girl was like, awesome. And then she was talking about your glasses and everything, just how beautiful they are and everything. And I was looking, and me, I've seen your picture 1,000 times. So I go back, and I'm like, yes, because I looked at the picture again, and I'm like, you look perfect. That was the because the way he was coming off was, oh my God, she's just everything. And I'm like, yeah, she is in herself. You know what I'm saying? Not striving for anything else, just in herself, and in understanding that. And I just wanted to say kudos for you for doing your self work. And I'm excited again to see where it is that God is going to take you. Now, I am aware that you are the founder of the Purple Camouflage Mentor LLC, lifestyle coaching and consulting services. Now, did this stem out of your issues, or just things that you've worked through, or people that you've came in contact with? How did the Purple Camouflage come into fruition?
So, yeah, I would say a lot of it was divine inspiration, but a lot, I wanted it to mean something. So the purple, when I think of purple, you know, it's royalty. It's spirituality. Mm-hmm. It's, transformation, purple. And purple, honestly, that's my favorite color. So I love purple.
Yeah.
You know, that's who I am. It's part of me. So I wanted something that, defined who I was, but also had meaning behind it. So the purple is, you know, like I mentioned, what the purple meant. Camouflage is twofold. Actually, it could be threefold, but it's twofold because I'm in the military. This is my lifestyle, you know, the military lifestyle, camouflage. So any military service member, of course, they would understand the camouflage. But at the same time, that's why I say it's threefold, because I don't just provide services for military, but I also provide it for women that are corporate women too. So it's military and corporate women. But the camouflage actually again, it's a piece of me as well. So I'm in the military, you know, 23 years successfully served, honored my country in the military, but then also with the coaching and consulting, and God is going to take me where he needs to take me, because I'm actually transitioning and doing a shift within Purple Camouflage Mentor. And so wherever he leads me to go, you know, where it's at 6 months from now, 12 months from now, that's where it will be. But that's what it will be for that time. But right now, it is Purple Camouflage Mentor. The camouflage is for what I mentioned, military, who I am in the uniform, but also doing the inner work when it comes to the coaching consulting services. I provide the coaching that I provide is more for faith-based. It's more spiritual. It's more dealing with the similar to some of the work you do when it comes to self-care, self-love. You actually have to do the self-discovery of yourself. You got to peel the layers back. So a lot of times we camouflage those things that are going on in our life, and we wear a mask. We make it seem like we're, I'm okay, I'm good. But then behind, if you peel the layers back, there's other things that you need to take care of, that you need to nurture in your own life.
Yes.
But if you camouflage, you're camouflaging it, you're masking it. But, you know, my job is to peel the layers back and to help that person in that process to peel those layers back so that they can remove and reveal that camouflage so they can be the best version of themselves. And that's a healing process. And so that's why I had it purple camouflage. So that's why I said it was threefold. Mentor, you know, for me, I feel like, you know, I've mentored for so long in my career in the military that it just comes natural to me to want to help others. That's just the love that I have. It's just natural to mentor. And so I actually wanted it to be something that connected with me, but then also for the services. So, and that's where I came up with the mentor. So I say I'm a lifestyle strategist and transformational strategist and mentor, because we have a lot of life coaches, but at the same time, I feel like I just don't want to say, yeah, I'm a life coach.
Mm-hmm.
I actually want to have meaning behind it. So that's why I prefer to say lifestyle strategist and mentor with that. So mentoring you with your life obstacles, and I focus more on the emotional freedom, you know, the emotional freedom. And so one of the things I want to say is in order for you to feel free to move into your greatness, the best version of yourself, is to have that freedom. And a lot of times we have that emotional blockage, which is that camouflage that we say we're fine, but then you have this blockage, something's holding you back, and you continue to feel like you're in bondage, like you can't move, like you can't move from where you are. And in order for you to move where you are, you have to start looking inside, looking within. What is it that is going on with me? And actually peeling the layers back and identifying it and being true to who you are by identifying those issues. A lot of times we are in denial. We don't want to face the music. We don't want to say, hey, I got these problems. I got this. I got that. So what? If you don't identify it, you cannot fix it. You cannot fix it. You cannot, you know, and it's like I mentioned about perfectionism. Perfectionism, this is not an easy process. Like, I can easily convert right back to all the things that I did before, but I have to constantly do the inner work. You know, I have to constantly remind myself that God created you the way that you are. You are great. So what did this person did this? So what did this person got this? And he didn't give it to you because he's got something better for you. I have to remind myself of that as well, you know. But sometimes I go on a tangent, so I'm sorry.
No. You are a great interviewer, I tell you. You give me everything I need and some. I tell you, because people need to understand why you do what you do, with the purpose, the mission, and everything. And I love how you just said that you are just not, because we throw around life coach. Everybody in their grandmother says life coach. And I think it gets to the point where it's like, okay, you know, you kind of sweep over it now because it's just you saying light clothes. But what are you really? And when you start talking about being a mentor and a lifestyle and transformational strategist, that makes me sit and think, okay, she not just only helped me, you know, deal with myself, you know, but you mm-hmm. deal with the hurdles, you deal with the root cause, you deal with every aspect of every, you know, the whole person. So I'm grateful that you don't call yourself just a life coach.
Because and, you know, I think someone that's actually, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's
someone actually,
no.
they're like, what lifestyle strategist? What's that, a fashion designer? What is that? I was like,
yes.
What? I was insulted.
Yeah. But that's what they think. When you say lifestyle, they think fashion. They think fashion because I used to do personal development and other things. And they and somebody started talking about image development, personal. Oh, clothing? You'll help me fix my attire so I can look. I'm like, no, that's not what I do. Yeah, so I understand.
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, I understand where she was coming from with that, but I was like, okay, so I understand, you know, the words have meaning, and some people, the way they when they see the word, it's something completely different. But no, that's the reason why I wanted it to be lifestyle, because I just relate to everyone's lifestyle is different based on their life and what they do with work. You know, you have, that's your lifestyle. You know, you're busy. You're, you know, are you an entrepreneur? Or you're doing more than you're trying to juggle everything and all those type of things. You know, the life work alignment, that's what I focus on, you know, to those type things is what I focus on. But another thing that I wanted to add, if you don't mind, when it comes to the emotional freedom, a lot of us are so fixated on money. You know, I got to make this money.
I was
that way too. I'm not even going to joke here and say that I wasn't. And that's why God is like, nope, I'm about to take you on a different level.
Yes.
I'm going to have to stop.
Yes.
I'm about to stop you where you are, and you're about to go somewhere else. So a lot of us get fixated on money to where we forget that I don't care who you are. I don't care if you are a spiritual leader, if you are an entrepreneur, businessman, woman, whatever it is, right? You cannot move forward unless you have the right mindset. I don't care who you are. You can't get all that stuff together. You're like, oh yeah, I got all this money, but yet and still, your mindset is not right.
Yes.
Because just like as fast as you gain that money, you will lose it.
Hello. It's true. What you're saying is
I'm
true.
Just, you know, it's a balance, you know, and some people, it's not easy for everyone. You know, it's a practice. It's a daily practice, daily routine, whatever that is for you, whatever it is God wants you to do. If he's guiding you to do, that is what you do. That's what you need to do. Your body's going to tell you anyway. So
yes,
I just had to say that because it just really bothers me. It bothers me to the core because everyone wants to be a millionaire. Everybody wants to be everybody wants to make this money. Everybody wants to have all these clients, but you have to have the right mindset to prepare you for what's going to happen next.
I'm wholeheartedly with you. Mindset is everything. You have to deal with yourself. We can't have you. We say, okay, I want 50 clients, and then I want them to pay me a certain amount of money, and I want to travel all over the world. But you're not dealing with yourself. I was so guilty of that, and I had the clients, and I had the money coming in, and everything, and then he hit the pause button and said, hey. I want you to go on this journey right here. And that journey was called dealing with myself, you know. And I tell people all the time,
yes,
I had to do my work. And it was what we're talking about, emotional freedom. There was just things I hadn't dealt with at that time. Okay, you see,
mm-hmm,
I have to have you back because look at the clock, sheesh. No, I know
you wrote a book.
I know you wrote a book this year, She Power, Be Your Own Heroine.
Mm.
Can you give us a little bit about your book?
So, yes. So I'm so excited to even talk about it because I'm a co-author of She Power, and it should be at least like 17 co-authors of the book. And we pretty much, all of us have different stories, and it's pretty much just a lot of the women, well, I'll say all the women in the book actually share a piece of them by sharing a story, and it all goes back to your She Power, you know, owning who you are. That strength that you have within is actually going to see you through whatever that is going on in your life. And every last one of the women in the book, I just love them all. We all have a different story, but the actual theme, it's pretty much all the same. You know, it's just owning who you are and embracing that strength that you have that's within you that's going to see you through whatever that is that you have going on in your life that's going to make you better, a better version of yourself. And so that's what She Power is. And so, and I actually did a Sip and Chat series, like started, I think it started last month, just to interview the co-authors of that. And so my portion of She Power is You Can't Keep Her in a Box. I wanted to have that title because a lot of times, you know, you have people that judge. They're quick to judge you, you know, based off of what you do. And what I mean by what you do, it could be, you know, you a mother, stay-at-home mom, stay-at-home dad, military, police officer, whatever that is does not define your overall person of who you are. You know, that person, and I wanted to just talk about those things that you have within you that you want to bring out, that you want to birth out of you. You have it. You have it, and you just let it out, you know. And it you can't just say, I'm just a stay-at-home mom. What do you love to do? What fire do you have inside you? Don't hold yourself back because of what you're doing right now. That's not your title. You know, that doesn't define who you are. So I wanted to, as a military member, you know, I brought that up because of the simple fact that, you know, in the beginning of the book, I mentioned I'm more than just wearing the uniform. I'm more than my position. I'm more than just a wife. Yeah. I'm more than just a daughter. I'm more than just a sister, because a lot of people, they judge you off of that, but you can't focus on what other people are looking at, but you gotta focus on you and what's true to who you are and what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And so I spoke about that with, you know, my experience in the military and then me actually starting my coaching business and how I felt about that. So I just wanted to share that portion of me, a piece of me, so then people can relate to it, because it at the end of the day, it's what matters to you and what you want to do. And don't just look at your title. I mean, don't look at who you are as a title. You know, you could be a stay-at-home mom, but what is it, the other things that the gifts and talents that God gave you, why are you not using them?
Yes. Because we have to use them. God gave them to us for a reason, and we must be good stewards over what he has given us. Oh, God. You know, I'm looking at the clock, and you know, this is the time I really, really, really hate in the show, and that's the time where I gotta say goodbye, where I gotta almost let you go. And I'm like, I'm talking, and I'm getting all this good information, and we're sharing, and there's a flow, and I love everything about it. But I'm gonna say to the listening audience again, if you have a women's conference, women's event, or anything that's coming up, and you know, She touched my heart today. I heard something, and I would love for her to be a workshop presenter, seminar speaker, keynote speaker, or on a panel. She's a panel work. She's a panelist too. Contact her. I promise you that what she's going to bring is not just professionalism and not just the knowledge, but the anointing to help produce permanent change in people's life. She's going to really be a valuable asset to what you're doing. So please, please contact her. And so I'm going to, at this time, allow you to give us your social media handles, platform information, and your website. Any way they can contact you, please share that with us so they can reach you.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So I'm on pretty much all the social media platforms, but I'll just focus on the ones that I use primarily. So Facebook, it's my name, Lanita Cornett. That is my personal page. My business page is Tap Into Your Truth with Purple Camouflage Mentor. That is on Facebook. My IG handle is Lanita Speaks. So it's at Lanita Speaks. My actual business email is info at purplecamouflagementor.com. That is my business email. And I feel like I'm missing one. My website, almost a little bit similar to that. It's www.purplecamouflagementor.com. I'm trying to see, did I miss anything else? I don't think so. I just want to make sure I said all those.
Oh, that's okay. We make sure that you have your information, and when they are reading your bio on the website and everything, it will be there as well so they can connect with you.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Because I believe in promoting the people that come on my show, because I wouldn't have you if I wasn't going to promote you. That wouldn't make sense. So I just believe that you have the goods for this time in season. Oh, again, this time, I hate the time I have to let you go, but I want to say to you, I so much enjoyed you, and I learned a lot. I saw myself, but you also helped me to see how far I've gone and grown and gone. Oh, God, Lanita, I just said, you know, this has been a lot, but I thank you for so much for blessing us today, for showing up as your best self and helping us to move forward in life and to learn more about you. And for those that are seeking a coach or mentor, I highly, highly suggest that you connect with her. And I would love to have you back at another time to talk to you so we can share more information, because you have books and more things that we could talk about. I think it was the top five, question number two and number three, we could have just went there. But I just want to say thank you so much, and I look forward to having you again.
Yes, thank you so much for having me, LaRusha. I enjoyed you as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, listening audience, this is the time I hate, the time I have to let you go. But you have been listening to the LaRusha King Show, your self-love place on Living Out Loud Network. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Don't forget to accept yourself, love yourself, be good to yourself, and remember that you are the designer's original, and there is no one like you. Until next time, continue to have a great day.